You're listening to the BeyondCast, the official podcast of Beyond Student Ministries. Located in Seattle, Washington, we're all about faith, mission, and reality.
That was it. That was a short one. But, you know, take off the mask. Let's go to the next slide because it's awesome. The title is Blessed Are the Uncool tonight. And how many guys have ever wanted to be cool? I have. Yeah. You know, here's the thing about the mullet and Mullet Fancy Magazine, which I subscribe to. The mullet at one time was cool. You know, the Tennessee waterfall, the neck blanket, as that one it calls up there on the magazine, the soccer rocker. It was all cool at a time. But now, what is the mullet? Uncool, right?
But actually,
it's getting kind of my fascination with the mullet. Here's my fascination with the mullet. Whenever I see somebody wearing a mullet, they're always very comfortable with the fact that they're wearing a mullet. You know what I mean? They're not like pulling up their collar, like, hope nobody sees this. They're like, no, man, I got a mullet. And so, like, that kind of brazen boldness, I respect. Like, they're like, you know what? I got a mullet, and this is who I am. Display this with pride. And the coolest mullet I've ever seen in person was in Leavenworth, which is prime for mullets. So if you're ever, like, mullet hunting, go to Leavenworth for the Winter Festival. Corey's been there, right? Yeah. I don't know. Go and check it out. And I saw this dude who had spikes, all spikes, which is awesome, but then a blonde, permed mullet. And I was just like, dude, you are my hero because you don't care what the world thinks. That was cool before, but not in your world. It's still cool. So, man, rock on. But I want to talk about being uncool because the thing is, like, we try to, like, one of the masks that we put on is our cool mask. And when we go to school, we want to be accepted. We want to be cool. But cool is something that's always moving. There's never going to be a time where it's like, I got it. I got cool figured out because cool is over, like yesterday. Like the faux hawk. That was cool. It's fading away. Right? I don't know. My brother-in-law wears a faux hawk, and I tell him all the time, like, dude, that's over. That is played. Wait. So Jesus gave us a great example because Jesus was like the king of uncool. Because Jesus knew exactly who he was supposed to be and who God had purposed him to be and how to live. And so he didn't care about other people's opinions. And you don't see Jesus going around like taking popularity polls and like saying, guys, do you think I'm neat? You know, he asks people like, who do the people say that I am? Not because it's going to change him. People are getting it. And so Jesus gives a great example for us that, you know what, we shouldn't try to pursue cool. We shouldn't try to just be accepted by people who we think are awesome or cool because that definition is going to move and change. And so we need to be ourselves. We need to be who God has called us to be. So grab your Bible, open up to Matthew 5. The word today is beatitude.
Matthew 5.
Matthew 5. Jesus started off his sermon ministry with a thing called the Sermon on the Mount. How many of you guys have ever heard of the Sermon on the Mount before? Yeah? Okay, cool. It's basically Jesus gives us, in this first chunk, a look at people who we don't think would be blessed, but who are, because they kind of go against the world a little bit. And so Jesus is countercultural, and he's awesome. And so we're going to start in verse 1 of chapter 5. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. And he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And so Jesus gets up and his first sermon is like, hey, everybody, let me tell you a joke and let me, like, come and like me. His first sermon sucks. And if you recognize that sometimes, you're blessed. If you're going through garbage and you're just having a struggle, there's blessing in that. If you are, you know, poor in spirit, you're blessed. Who is not blessed in Jesus' book here? Like, who does he leave out? What's that? I heard mumbling. He leaves out Satan. Yeah, Satan is not blessed. People with mullets, he never says anything about mullets. Yeah, that's good. But he leaves out people who we naturally think would be blessed, like the guys who have lots of cars or a big house or the people who have lots of money. He leaves those people out. And we would think, oh man, they're blessed. But Jesus never gives that definition of blessing. And so when we watch like Church Channel and like the guys are like, God wants just to prosper you. It's like, no, man. That's not what God's about. That's not what we should be chasing after is cars and all that stuff. We should be chasing after these things and being comfortable in life as it happens. And so he gives these definitions of what's blessed and what's uncool. And he says, these are blessed. And so how many of you guys have ever felt like, you know, depressed or sad or just bummed out? There's a blessing there. How many of you guys have ever felt like people are just making fun of you or ignoring you or being mean to you? There's a blessing there. The blessing is if you can take all that stuff and say, you know what? Life is hard, but Jesus is good. And you could take all that and say, I don't. What they do to me does not matter. I don't have to win their approval because Jesus loves me. That is the true blessing. And that is uncool. And so instead of trying to be cool and accepted or popular or whatever, our heart should be to go after what God has called us to do and to be real. Not to be faddish or not to be vain or just fickle and just changing all the time, but to be to who God's called us to be. And, you know, when I was first starting out as a youth pastor back in the day, I feel really old. I really wanted to be like other people. How many of you guys have ever been like, you play sports, and I was like, man, I want to be like Emmett Smith. Anybody remember Emmett Smith? All right, cool. Or, I don't know, I don't know sports. Or like you play baseball, it's like, oh man, Ken Griffey, I'm awesome. You know, or you're playing guitar, it's like, oh yeah, Eric Clapton, look how cool I am. Or you're driving and you're like, Mario Andretti, I don't know. You guys know who Mario Andretti is? Race car driver? I was just going with something.
He was famous, really famous in the 90s.
Yeah, well, I'm old, dude. Yes, shut up. Yeah, no. When I really wanted to be like all these other people. And I thought that if I could just be like that, if I could like preach like them, or if I could do an event like that, then I would, you know, be successful and be happy. And I went and chased after all these things that I thought were cool, but it was nothing, because that's not who God called me to be. And so when you're like pursuing what you want to live, don't like go and look and see what's cool or what's neat or swell, as the kids are saying, but go after who God has called you to be. And that's the whole challenge of this mask series, is really to say, who are you to Jesus? Who are you to Jesus? Who has Jesus made you to be? Because every one of us is special. And that's awesome. Because that in all of our uniqueness, that displays God's creativity. And so some of you guys like music. Man, pursue that. That's a gift from God. Some of you guys like to help people. Pursue that. It's a gift from God. Some of you guys want to, you know, be rock stars or, you know, athletes. Man, pursue that if that's who God has called you to be. But whatever you do, be you. Be you. That's why God made you. Not to be Ken Griffey Jr., because there's already one. I know that's a horrible image, but whatever. And so we're mixing stuff up. And we're talking about being real and authentic. And being uncool. And what's something that's uncool that we don't do in society? What?
Dance.
We don't dance crazy. That's right. Because
dance normally.
Normally. If you're white like myself, you have the white man shuffle. Right? A lot of us do that, right? Or white lady, whatever. That's as far as I go with dancing. But if God's called you to dance, man, dance. But one thing that we don't do in society, like, we don't sing in public. Like, you don't go to school walking down the hall and like just start busting out in a song. Why?
I did, but it was more like rap.
Oh yeah, see, that's different. That's poetry. But we don't do that because we don't know what people will think. When we sing, there's something about when we sing a song from the heart that we're truly being authentic. We're truly being real, and we're saying words don't convey. And so I want to end this series with worship, and I want to sing songs that are meaningful, and I want us all to engage Jesus. Because that's the reason we're here. The main reason is to come face to face with Jesus and that He would transform our hearts. And so I want to end with worship. And I want you guys to be real. Find a space and raise your hands, or you need to kneel. Whatever. Worship Jesus how Jesus has called you to. Worship Him. Does that make sense? And so Max and Jordan are going to come up and they're going to play. And we got it kind of scaled down today, but that is totally cool because it's not about how loud or how big, it's how big your heart is. And so let's all, we're going to pray and then we're going to worship. And so, like I said, if you need to find a space, spread out. But just, the words are going to be up there. Come close to with Jesus and just hang out. Make this a prayer of your heart when we sing. So Father, thank You for Your goodness. Lord, we can't do life without You. And if we try, just a mess. And so Father, I pray that You would bless our time as we sing and we celebrate what You've done. And help us to just be real with You. If we got to pray and like work some stuff out, if we need to ask for Your grace, forgiveness, God, then Father, touch our hearts and draw us to repentance. Father, if we need to pray that You would give us boldness and will heart, God, I pray that You would challenge us and it just draw us into You, Father. We pray all these things because Jesus is good and we trust Him. And so, Father, bless this time in Your name. Amen.